Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome in to the Swolecast, where it's bye week season for a lot of people and their best ball teams. I'm sure they're sweating it out, but we don't care about that here. Right now, all we care about is being the premier first look show. And to do that, we had to bring on a heavy hitter. So with that being said, let's just get right into it. It's the Swolecast here on RotoGrinders.com.
You came static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I've put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro. Live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
All right, welcome in to the Swolecast. David Kitchen here alongside Davis Matic, Pete Overzet, and a big welcome to friend of the show, now actually on the show, high stakes heavy hitter Ricky D. Ricky, how's it going? Like, of all the accomplishments, I don't even know how many millionaire tournaments you've won, but rank this appearance.
Oh man,
with all these, yeah,
it's gotta like, be number one
bucket list. Like, not even like DFS bucket, like this is life bucket list. Like, being on this show, I've been watching long time fan. Number one, I was gonna say, this is, you know, this is the first look podcast each week. It's like, you know, you guys are just like this warm, you know, bowl of bread they bring to your table, you know, at a restaurant. It's just, yeah, such great vibes. You know, no nutritional value. No, like, but like,
and then, people vibe. Fill up so much on us that they don't even want the main course.
That's right. That's all you need all week.
That's how Rotor Grinders gets you. That's how they get you, is they give you this whole cast for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, Ricky, too, like, when you come on Lulz, like, you're always slumming it up. I feel like one time you did the podcast outdoors. Like, now you're in your office. I haven't even seen this backdrop. You can tell you're taking this seriously.
Oh, did you see? Look, I put a football back there. So, like, I know ball, you know?
That's right. Sports.
Yeah. Sports, baby.
All right. I trust you guys had a good Thanksgiving. And now it's just time to kind of look forward. For those wondering where Tuttle is, he's buried in UCL projections, I'm sure. Is there there's a UCL game, Davis?
Yeah, that's why Mr. D is on with us today, because I looked at the schedule. I said Tuttle probably is going to be trying to play catch up today. Ricky mentioned to me that he wanted to do it, and so there we are. We are Tuttle now. Rob Coakley, I fear Rob is setting the bar too high for himself, but he just put out the Tuttle only edition of last week's Swolecast. It was 5 minutes and 57 seconds of an hour long program.
Yeah, so Rob,
good work,
Rob,
if you can get it.
Those are efficient minutes that he puts out there.
And the best part of it is you know, every time Tuttle talks, someone was like, "Yeah, I really want to see what Tuttle has to think about this." Like, he's never interjected.
We should have timestamps for when Tuttle actually talks, just so people.
Rob, like another job for Rob.
Yeah, shout out to Rob for. I don't even know like how much you would have to kind of hate yourself to do that, to do a Davis only where you're just clipping out Davis and then wading through other Davis talk to get just to Tuttle. That's
let me tell you, they couldn't pay me to do it. I guarantee you that would not be a job I would do.
I think Coakley should like fully lean into the bit. I'm scared to even say this because Rob takes this stuff and run with it, but you should just start an entire podcast feed called Sans Davis Matic and just upload everything Davis does without Davis audio on it. I mean, I would subscribe to
that. I guarantee there's a market for that, by the way. Like, I guarantee there are people that are like, you know, the Takecast, I love Pat. I love Brian Hooper. Like, I want these shows, but that fucking Davis kid, he's just so obnoxious. Yeah. I guarantee there's a market for it.
There's got to be AI also, like, that's going to be able to do that, where you just take out the person you don't like. You know, it's kind of like the old message boards where you could mute someone that you didn't want to hear. That's coming. So
kind of like FanDuel chat, you know, like the guy who just kept spamming Blake Griffin out. You just learn to ignore that. You just learn to ignore that guy.
This is such a spam fest.
Ricky, were you around for the old FanDuel days? Give people just your background, basically.
I mean, I've been in the game since basically day one. I was part of, I don't know, there was a site called Draft Day that Andrew Wiggins, Taylor Cady started. And yeah, and I was part of that too. And we were just obsessed with DFS. We played like more DFS than we actually like ran the site. So like we were like basically in on the draft. We were before DraftKings. So yeah, like I've been like in on DFS from an early age, just kind of was always a huge fan. Watched the Swolecast early, you know, with the old, lots of RotoGrinders content, all the old G's. So yeah.
Draft Day was part of that helped me just launch fantasysports.org. I won the worm back in the day.
The old worm. Used
that to buy fantasysports.org.
But there was actually... would you guys all be just like quadrillionaires if you would have trademarked Draft Day and then you could have just sued the hell out of the Kevin Costner movie?
Yeah, that was a big moment for us. We were trying to capitalize on that. Didn't happen. They're too powerful. Shame. There was like, we had a whiteboard at the office actually that was just like for our like, you know, brainstorming ideas, but it said Soccer Dave is here. Like, because like you came into the Chicago office one time and like, you just wrote that. And that was just like permanently on our office. So you're like presence was like always with us.
Gosh. I'm so old that I barely remember that. Like I barely remember coming to the office, but I do remember it. It's just barely, like, it seems like a lifetime ago.
Oh, that was so decade ago.
Well, David, literally was a lifetime ago. We are so old in this industry that was now like, Dave, that was over a third of my life ago when all that stuff was happening.
Now look at you.
Like when I was playing, on Ricky D's site, that was like my first DFS exposure when I was like a broke college kid.
We were talking about Davis in the office all the time. It's just saying this guy's got the worst takes out there.
the more things change, the more they stay.
All right. With that being said, we've had the appetizer of the appetizer. So let's get into just the real appetizer, the real apps with Pete's Overzet's overview.
Got that dog in a butt. Got that dog in a butt. Overzet overview. Come on.
I think what Kitchen was trying to say is this isn't like you just get the mozzarella sticks. This is like the triple play. This is like the sampler platter of appetizers here in the Overzets overview. We always got to start with last week. Shout out to our Week 12 Swolecast lineup that featured not one, not two, not three, but four snowflakes in it, including the Giga Brain punt play, A.T. Perry. And it's hilarious, too, because A.T. Perry got the Quentin Johnston red carpet roll out for him. Literally every other Saints pass catcher exiting the game still couldn't manage more than one catch. Davis, thank you for being, I don't know, directionally accurate or inaccurate.
Hey, buddy, if you liked A.T. Perry at 0.3% owned last week, you're going to love A.T. Perry at 8.6% owned this week, Peter.
I know you're sick enough to go back there. Yesterday, we got big news about both Mark Cuban selling his majority share in the Mavs, and also sad news of Charlie Munger's passing there. And what I'm trying to say is yesterday was essentially CSU Ram 88 Super Bowl of news events. Yeah. And I will,
was there a new to math podcast for him to listen to?
Yeah. And also, in case you were wondering, yes, Peter did tweet out his favorite Charlie Munger quote. I know everyone was wondering if he would do that, but he did.
I love that guy.
for the audio listeners only, I do want to let you know Mr. Tuttle 05 isn't here today. He just wanted to confirm that. You wouldn't know otherwise, but he is not actually here today. No, we have Ricky D filling in for him, and it's actually more than just joining the Swolecast. Ricky's actually taking over for Darren Rovell. He signed a 10-year contract as the new head of content in sports biz reporting for Better Collective. Big shoes to fill, but congratulations, Ricky, on your new gig.
Thanks. Easy game.
Yeah. No. I'm kidding. Ricky is just this is just for one show. He's actually part of a new faction, a new movement of DFS players. They used to hate DFS touts, but they've recently joined this new movement called Effective DFS Altruism. And what they do is they join tout sites as an active charity, and they work for free to help the DFS community by sharing their knowledge. So I do really appreciate that, Ricky.
Just like Giving Day. Yeah, it's Giving Day a day later.
That is good content. That is like the perfect triangle of all of my interests in one joke. That was really
I knew you would like that. Here's on a more sober note, though, guys. Okay. You want to know how I know David Kitchen is just a sad, broken man, a shell of his former self? And that's because Derrick Henry scored two touchdowns on Sunday, and this guy couldn't even muster a single tweet that said something like, "DeHember's almost here, guys." I mean, what happened to you, Kitchen?
I was enjoying family time. Yeah, I was enjoying family time, and I just felt like
as egg we are intended, right?
The magic, the magic is gone.
It's gone. It's sad. You've lost your fastball, Kitchen. Looking to week 13, we do have a game with a 50-point total, the Dolphins and the Commanders. And people are already out here posting screenshots of their Tua double stacks with double Commanders bring back. So I'm sure that'll be very sneaky come Sunday. And by the way, is there a single better DFS bit that has had the longevity and lasted as long as putting like a random collection of players in a DraftKings GPP shell and tweeting out, now what? it's an absolutely timeless template for laughs. And if you're a blossoming content creator of the space, give it a whirl. Yeah, Ricky, try it out. Just put
he tweeted the greatest bit of all time, which was the say the line Bart of tout saying Jalen Waddle provides excellent leverage off Tyreek Hill in this spot, which is
13 weeks in a row.
No, three years in a row. It's every week.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. I'm done.
Good job. Good.
That was good. All right. So let's talk about this this slate of games that we have. We've got no Josh Allen to really lean on. And is Patrick Mahomes in the slate, Davis?
No. They play Sunday night?
Green Bay.
So last week, Pete said that Patrick Mahomes is basically unplayable.
He did.
And you kind of defended old Patty. And well, I want to know, has your stance softened since then?
Me or Peter?
You.
I mean, I played him last week.
I mean,
you played Mahomes?
Pretty much unplayable.
Yeah, I played. I ran the Sims. I got a 36% ROI lineup with Mahomes, Rice, Watson, and Kelsey. So I played that. And Rice was good. I mean, at the end of the day, nothing else mattered last week. Wow. If you didn't have, if you did not have Josh Allen and Gabriel Davis, you were not making no money.
Can we talk about this? Because I was lurking in the secret chat. And can we talk about this where there was an instance where the guys were talking about swaps? And if you know Davis, you know he loves to swap. He lives.
Yeah,
to swap.
I mean, we could talk about it. I did literally the dumbest, fishiest thing of all time last week, where I left an early player in my
well,
first spot.
That, yes.
Real yeah, quick, you put him is in Ricky D in the secret chat?
No.
No.
We couldn't even invite anyone. This secret chat that David references is the Fantasy Insiders chat from over a decade ago on Slack. We couldn't invite someone to it if we wanted to.
Yeah, we can't even get into it. So it's just like, if something happens, we're locked out. I don't know what we would do. But yeah. Anyways, Davis was like, all right, guys, I'm going Kyron and Kyler. And Kyle Cannon just ripped Davis a new one.
Kyle likes to be wrong about swaps. It's sort of like his bit at this point.
Is he but still if it was DFS not, suites?
He plays cash, yeah. I think Sean still kind of is his horse, the way I understand it. So
he's still he's still in the streets. As far as like cash games and stuff. So, anyways, there could not have been a more Davis. I want to know from your perspective when you swap to a guy like Kyron and he goes off like that. That's got to be, even if your ROI was like, you know, whatever, that's got to be equal to
I had like the best team on the site because I beat the big train. So I won every game that I played. But I mean, that's just honestly at this point, the expectations with the swaps are getting a little bit unrealistic to the point that I'm like kind of like when my team is shitty at noon because then I'm like, oh, well, I'm just going to swap onto the nuts.
I'll go a step further. I think you're intentionally sabotaging playing your first lineup just so you could like Undertaker.gif and be like, I'm the swap king, bitches.
Honestly, I wouldn't tell you that that's wrong.
You're like Russ in the fourth quarter a few years ago, like when he was on Seattle and like he would just suck all game and Pete Carroll would just not play him. And then they just cook like crazy once they got
let
down
Russ
a little
cook.
Bit. Yeah.
All right. The first question I have though about quarterbacks is Joe Flacco going to be playable?
Oh, please God. Stop.
That is so only nice. A question that you would ask.
Okay. I do have a note about this show. So like this is a really good signal for basically any one of these like all square groan moments where like everyone groans at Kitchen's call. Like these plays have been like historically highly predictable in terms of like they sim very well in terms of ROI once the post lock comes and they come in at like -2% own. So like anytime, just take note, fans of the show. Like if Kitchen calls
the
out someone
plays.
The groan plays, like those are by far the highest ROI plays. They might not hit,
I love it,
but they have the highest ROI.
All right, you gotta put that in the Sims. Like you gotta boost a guy's projection by like 15% when we get the four groan.
Yeah,
all right, so we do have some expensive quarterbacks. Then, like the middle of the pack, you've got Purdy and Minshew and Peter's boy Hal and Baker.
Pete,
so you just going, yeah.
Pete, I got this one for you. Is the field just going to continue to slappy C.J. Stroud and Tank Dell until the prices get like? What would the price combination have to be for C.J. Stroud and Tank Dell for it to not be the highest combinatorial ownership on the slate? Like how high?
I do want. I mean, people are still going to slam Tank Dell. I do wonder if this 8,100 is finally 81. The sticker shock moment.
If 7,700 wasn't the sticker shock moment, let me tell you, 8,100 ain't going to be it. There's no chance.
Here, I will tell you this, though. There's a very, like, the narrative of the Broncos are much better than they were is getting pretty strong. It's getting some legs on Twitter. They've won a bunch of games in a row. I don't know. I think people are going to play Tank, but I don't think CJ is going to be mega owned.
I said that last week, and he was like monster owned. Like, I just couldn't believe that. 18% in a milli or something.
Ricky, what did you have any thoughts on the ownership projections last week across the entire industry?
Yeah, they were
as
awful.
Bad as they've been probably all year. Did you notice that?
I mean, yeah, it was odd that people like didn't see a lot of it coming though. Like, it's, I guess like it was one of those like button clicking weeks, I guess. And at the button clickers actually kind of did pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty. I think it was kind of a weird blip, like kind of a odd blip there.
You've got, to your point, Pete, Russell Wilson at 5,700. People have swore off him, but he's actually playing against Houston now. They are doing better.
It's just not enough. There's not enough pace. Denver does not play fast enough on offense to get. I mean, that's like an example of a spot the Sims are going to tell you is dust would be like Russ and Jerry Jeudy, where it'd be like, oof, maybe three years ago in DFS, you'd be like, oh, Russ is playing better and Cortland Sutton scores every week and he can't keep getting away with it. You got to get them in the low on spot. Whereas like, I don't know. I mean, I already know. I can already see into the future. I can go, I can see myself Sunday morning and I already know what I'm going to do, which is Kyler Murray, Greg Dortch and Pat Freiermuth as my core to throw the chalk in around. Like, I already know that's what I'm doing.
The one thing it gives me a little pause when Kitchen says it is because I wanted to write off Trevor Lawrence last week. I was looking at his projection and I just wanted to IKB that. I'm like, he's been so mid. I don't want to do it. But the Texans just push every single one of these teams. And Russell has actually been playing decent. It's a bummer they don't have a more exciting pass catcher to use, because then you could start talking about like vomit, Russ Wilson, double stacks and catch up mode, but it's just like not there.
Dulcich might come off IR, dude.
Judy's going to sim like real well here because like he's the classic guy that will just cannot get steam. He's a great player. Hate to say
it. Wow. Yeah. The Sims love Jerry Jeudy.
Well,
I didn't groan at it, so it's not that great of a play, Ricky.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I mean, I got one for you guys. At what ownership does Sam Howell become? Sam Howell doubles with Tyreek or Waddle. Take your pick. At what point does that become untenable? Because like, I'm really not interested in turning the cards over on Sunday and sharing Sam Howell and Curtis Samuel with 1,800 of my closest friends.
I think you got to get him into like mid double digits before it becomes untenable. His pass rate is so good. I can't imagine his pass catchers get like collectively too steamed. It's just hard, you know, it's like hard for the field to zero in on one of those guys. So it's going to be, I think he's going to be a great play at like really steamed ownership.
I think the only pass catcher that gets steamed is Curtis Samuel, right? Coming off the big Thanksgiving game, he's cheaper, you know, and it has been so spread out too that it's like, I'll just play Logan Thomas and Curtis Samuel and not deal with like the Dotson McLaurin stuff.
Nate told me Logan Thomas is unplayable in any game that Curtis Samuel's active. He peered into the data. He peered into the data.
I love narratives. I love those new narratives that are like people are stretching for the narratives. You got to love them. Like the Zay Jones, Calvin Ridley one, Logan Thomas. Haven't heard that one, but you know, you got to just lean into those anytime you hear them. They got to be predictive, right?
What's the other one? Is it Debo versus zone or man?
Oh, Debo zone.
Man versus zone.
Unplayable schematically, bro.
The DFS nerds have become like too self-aware, too knowledgeable. It's like, they need to realize that they exist on the bell curve meme. They're in the center.
They're
the
straight up mid. Like they're as mid as
they are the most mid IQ. Yeah. All right, let's do a DK team. Right.
Yeah, real quick. Baker is projecting pretty well. Any sort of interest in him this week? Might be on a bum Baker, ankle.
Baker Evans has probably been one of the more like cost effective points per dollar, but I'm not
100%. Isn't Baker there
like the slightly sexier Matthew Stafford, where it like always looks like it should line up for him to have the big day, and it's like the pass catchers are there, and then just never puts
Stafford.
Up a
Stafford threw
score.
Four touchdowns never. Last week and didn't sniff the optimal. All the same thing.
I was all over Stafford. That was one of the more brutal runouts.
Oh,
yeah. Just like zero chance at hitting a top scorer.
Yeah.
let's build a lineup, shall we?
Yes.
And we'll let the guest of honor, Mr. Ricky D, go first.
So yeah, I ran a little my sim action here just to see what it liked before. I know you guys are getting a little insight.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking you guys think Howell's gonna get steamed here, eh? I mean, that's like that's
Howell is gonna be 22% owned in the $100 single.
No. Howell's gonna be this week's Minshew, right? Where he gets a little popular, but he tops off like 11 or 12%.
There's a lot of options.
This week the quarterbacks they get nasty real quick. Like there's Purdy, Stroud, Hurts, kind of like Tua, obviously, but like after that, man, take your pick. It's pretty gross. So Howell could see a lot of steam here. I'm still gonna just lock Howell. I just think he's just such a good play. He's easy to stack. We can have some fun with it. Just get him in there, and
we play the best plays on this show. It's all right.
You're not gonna get any. You're not gonna get any sort of pushback from Pete. That's for sure.
I also Clay Matthews, normally we're just shooting from the hip here, and today we're building a sim-backed lineup. Clay isn't going to know what hit him.
Oh, dude, 13. Yes, he has no idea what's coming.
You better watch out.
Oh, by the way, we'll talk about it later.
I mean, I feel like you know the show, Ricky. If you have something you want to talk about, we talk about it now. There is no...
I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's a free square on this slate, and he's kind of the entire slate.
Okay, I know what it is. I bet.
Do you? Congratulations, Kitchens. Yeah, congratulations.
Do you want me to go now and just tell you guys what it is?
Yeah, sure. Joe Flacco subbed in for Sam Howell
because So we were talking about draft day earlier, and it was just like an amazing sight. It had everything. It had like projected lineups. It was everything you want it to be. It was just a little bit too early. And
it was the players. It was for the players. It was built by 100%. Players for players.
It was a little bit before its time. And I think Davis last week was a little bit before his time, because there's a guy who's 3,300 this week with no one ahead of him. He played 80% of he was in 80% of routes, and I think he's going to be playing a lot, and that's A.T. Perry. So we're going to put him in this week's lineup.
Only you Kitchen could turn in a conversation about Zach Moss into A.T. Perry. Like, how did you just do that?
Hey, guys, you know what all A.T. stands for?
Something wild.
All touches, baby.
Nope.
He's getting all the touches this week.
Exactly. Man. Like, people are going to be scared to play him because of him not doing anything last week, but he could legit be a good play, Davis.
A.T. Perry, A.T. Man, I'm trying to
workshop
something here.
The thing that I'm personally hoping for is that we get treated to the full Lynn Bowden experience. Look, if you want to rewind the clock back to 2017 college football DFS, literally no one was greater in the history of time than Lynn Bowden. So go ahead and put Zach Moss in this lineup.
This week is really defined by this bullshit.
Let's have Ricky actually talk about this, because this is an interesting game theory spot. Obviously is a free square, probably mispriced by $200 to $2,500 in salary.
I'm looking at some of these early week projections, and man, they're popping them up there in like this like borderline like CFC range. It's wild.
Talk us through where is an efficient ownership, and at what point does he become like, if you knew the field was going to play 100% Zach Moss, would you full fade him?
Oh, I don't know. That's a very interesting one. I like 100% is a tough one. I don't even know what the Sims can even conceptualize that. I could legitimately see him being 100% in like 20 mans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think there's probably an argument it would be like in that 90 to 100. Like if it's 90, then you got to play him. 100, like I guess you could think about it. But I think you're gonna see him like 60-70% in a lot of GPPs. Like at that point, I still think he's a play. Honestly, like I'm looking at what my sims are
saying.
Raheem
Mostert was 55% in the Millie Maker and on the winning team. He smashed. Yeah.
This is the thing. It's like his failure rate is so low. He's got like 100% market share. I don't know that, like, the what's the total in that game? Like, they're favorites versus Tennessee. I don't know if there's like a narrative against Tennessee anymore.
Yeah, you're finally getting to the crux of the. You're finally getting to the crux of the argument with big Jeffrey Simmons up front, Pierre Tart just jamming people. Harold Landry, the outside linebacker, just
Except Zaki. Zach Moss in like week four or whatever, just absolutely like
wrecked
Tennessee like out of nowhere. He broke through that.
We're getting our legs back then, coming off a big win at home. Yeah, like that is the counterpoint to the 4,600, 100% market share Zach Moss. Like, who else do they even have right now?
Trey Sermon. He's a lock. You play him on every spot.
Yeah,
slight work.
Pretty much, I'd say.
All right, so Zach Moss, and then I'm taking Terry McLaurin as our Howell.
Yeah, I like that.
Stack. Yeah.
David?
David took A.T. Perry. David took A.T. Perry. Good for him.
Yeah. All right, if we're gonna play through this like Sam Howell stuff, let's commit to the bit and just put Tyreek Hill in.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Waddle for the leverage. Come on, bro. Don't you know?
We already have Zach Moss and Sam Howell. This lineup doesn't care about leverage. Yeah. We're just building the chalk team.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, like, one of the funnier little memes that I noticed out there is, like, there's this constant need or, like, desire to, like, buy these, like, mid bell curve bros to, like, jam in the secondary receiver that has been struggling, like T. Higgins, like, or whatever, like Waddle, like
the most mid IQ player of all time. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like these guys, like, everyone can talk themselves into because they're like high draft picks and all that. Like, those aren't like the alpha plays because they just get steamed like out of play. Like, it's so, yeah, just watch yourself.
Jalen Waddle would be a great play any given week at 2-3%, but he's always like 11% because enough mid IQ bros play DFS.
Even like Gabe Davis last week, like, he was coming in like 1% own projection, and like the mid IQ bros, I don't know if they're mid IQ there, but I got him up to like 8%. Like, it's like, okay, well, then he's kind of a bad play.
All right. Ricky, you're back around for your next pick.
Shit. Okay.
you gotta pick someone weird for us because we are just absolutely eating the chalk right now.
Yeah, update the lineup and resim it, Ricky.
If you locked in Sam Howell and just ran RG projections right now, it would be our lineup.
Yeah, this would be pretty close, eh? All right. Well, yeah, we got the Watt. Yeah. Oh, I got a gross one. Do we want to go real gross or just like semi-gross?
Let's get the gross.
This one is on Tuttle level of terrible takes. Like, this one, like, this could get a massive groan. Mr. 13 miles per hour himself, Austin Eckler. What do you guys think?
Oh, that is gross. Holy shit.
I mean, it's like you couldn't find a more nut spot to play him because even at 13 miles an hour, he's still faster than everyone on the Patriots defense.
Exactly.
So it actually really works out. I think that is an example of something that someone who's good at DFS like Mr. D would do that I would never think of doing in a million years. Instead of playing Austin Eckler, I'm looking at like, oh, Bijan Robinson actually was finally a real part of his team last week, so I better jam that, in every lineup instead.
It's one of those spots that like there's no chance he's getting steam, and it's just like he probably will come in significantly under own prods.
Yeah,
and you just gotta hope he falls in the end zone a couple times or catches like 7 or 8 balls. It's pretty easy.
Don't second underestimate the swole cast bump here. Austin Eckler is going to be 2-3%.
Yeah, all the people who build their lineups on Wednesday and then don't check them again, and they just sit there and lock their you're really jammed against the Wednesday Eckler teams.
All right. So who is it? Is it me, I guess? Oh.
Can I just editorialize a little bit and say we got a double stack, Sammy?
That's a good point. Good point.
Okay.
We're also going to need some serious value here. I didn't realize we had Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Nate Nolan, your best. Logan Thomas, come on down.
Oh. Yeah, I guess it is Logan Thomas. I mean, really.
Or Curtis
Thomas
Samuel.
Thomas is probably the better player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Samuel's Logan definitely popular.
Logan Thomas. So that leaves us with
if you guys really wanted to put your galaxy thinking caps on, we play Brian Robinson on this team and just hope that he has like 97 screen yards again.
Love it. Yeah.
I don't know if we can afford him.
Yeah, no, let's, if we do like 3K range defense, then you're at 5,900 flex.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Okay.
The only problem with that one is you're kind of hoping for a really weird game script. Like you're kind of hoping for a Washington win there. I guess that's
gonna isn't be- that okay? But Ricky, isn't that sort of the whole concept of The Sims, is that like if you think you are controlling for it at a play level of what's going to happen in the NFL game, like you just are hopeless. Like there's just no ability to do it. NFL games are just weird, man. Like it's just what happens. Yeah.
Monday night says, hey,
The Sims,
that game should have flown over, by the way, that Monday night game. I mean, that should have been like a 35-28 game, but those teams just had zero dog. Like they just could not cap any drives. It was unbelievable. Doesn't matter, neither here nor there.
All right, what's so next?
We've got 8,900 for a flex and a defense. It's
if well, we play in, how about we play Jaylen Warren Panthers and the Falcons defense. I'm worried Jaylen Warren might be the mid-IQ favorite play this week, so I'm a little worried about that. I know the middle-IQ bros love Jaylen Warren.
Yeah.
What if you went with the Panthers on the narrative of playing for their coach?
Yeah. Yeah. Clearly they love this guy. Clearly Frank Reich is, yeah.
Against Tampa Bay.
They're going to win one for the Gipper, Mr. Tepper.
So, and then you've got 6,400 left, and that puts you in the spot of Breece Hall, Debo, DeAndre. Oh,
Debo is the best play in daily fantasy every single week. So, I'm not gonna argue.
You got to check that. What are the? Is it zone or is it man to man? Like you can't.
If you can name what the Eagles do, zone or man, off the top of your head, you've never felt the touch of a woman.
Yeah. Let's. Let's get Debo in there. Plus, it's a late game, and I think a lot of these are the early games.
You just wanted a little late game hammer for our Clay Matthews sweat.
Yeah, you can always swap to Kittle if you wanted to. You know, if you feel like you're being blocked.
Yeah.
All right.
Kittle's the Galbane prey always. When all these guys are active on San Francisco, just fucking play Kittle. It's gonna, you know, no one. He's like all the narrative bros just can't play him. So therefore, play Kittle.
All right, let's get to running back. We've already talked about Zach Moss, free square. What you're doing there? You know, looking at some of these other running backs, also, you got Christian McCaffrey at 9K. It just seems like there's
If you like Christian McCaffrey, you're gonna get to play as much of him as you want this week because he's gonna be about 6.3% owned or whatever.
Because everyone's going to be playing these mid-tier guys. We can't figure out what's happening. You got even like Ramondre is at 6K.
Well, Ramondre stinks and got lucky to score last week. I will be firmly with my middle IQ brothers. I will stand with my middle IQ brothers on Kyren Williams. Yeah.
I was going to bring up Kyren almost for the same logic I think you're saying, which I think in this new iteration of DFS, old DFS would have been like, I just play the guy that just scored 42 points and we just chase it. New DFS is like, The price is up. Now they're against the Browns. Cooper Kupp ran impossibly bad in that last game. Like, I'm not touching Kyren here. I think he's probably going to be what? Like, he's going to max out at like 15%.
I've been force fed this information against my will. I don't remember where I read this. I think maybe Daigle's waiver wire column. The Browns have three of their defensive starters out with injury. Again, I'm not being a defense matters, bro.
Whoa. Just,
this information sounds was like given to me.
Someone has never experienced Whoa. The scent of a woman.
Yeah. But the point being, I don't even really care about any of that. It's just like, if Kyren is going to get 7 targets and 14 rushes, I literally do not even care. Like, he just is a stone jam.
Hey, guys, Man. Do you guys remember when defenses didn't matter for, like, you know, 9 months, one year? It was just like the number one meme. Herm's Meyer. Yes.
Really. Do defenses matter, though?
Here we go. He's bringing it back.
Well, they do matter, but that's all factored into the team total, which flows into the projection, so it's all accounted for.
The way that defenses matter is, like, you want to play with the mid bro narratives against themselves, like your Kyren versus Chicago Cleveland thing. Like, people are just so unwilling to click that just because the name Cleveland's sitting there.
They see the red one. They see the red one against the position. Yeah, Dave's like,
it's like, and you just go elsewhere. Your mind just quickly considers it and then drifts elsewhere. It's like,
Dave's eyes lit up. He's like, that's correct.
I didn't even realize this, but we are talking about the Middle IQ brother when we're literally with the representative of the Mid IQ brother.
100%.
I don't know. He could be the left brain guy, the other one.
I think you're right. I think the Jedi.
But he falls into the nuts like all the time like that.
Yeah. How about where does Rashad White fall from ownership? Because you want to talk about the flow chart against the Carolina Panthers defense and his workload outside of like Kyren and Zach Moss and CMC. It's been Rashad White from a workload perspective.
Yeah.
Plus, and you guys have groaned every time I've mentioned him on this show. I put him in the lineup every week. Give me a break.
Well, Peter, you do raise a pretty interesting point, because I actually think he will end up not being like super chalky this week because of Moss. Like, Moss just in every lineup, he eats up a spot that would have been a Rashad White one. So you have to play Moss and White together for him to get, like, I kind of like that angle.
He is playing Carolina though. So that's kind of like the field's favorite spot to attack, which makes like Baker stacks a lot better too, I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, we saw that last week. I mean, the Derrick Henry steam was pretty nuts. Like, all week the ownership was like 10%, and then you flip over the cards and it's 30. Like,
not surprising. I think a lot of people talk themselves into, like, I heard a lot of kind of really smart guys talking about, oh, I'm gonna get Derrick Henry here at low ownership, he hasn't been that great. And it's like, bros, you gotta get like real with yourself, be honest with yourself. It's December, it's Carolina. like everything's working against you if you want to make this play.
How much Javon?
You gotta log on to twitter.com and just see the temperature of the conversation to know which way that's going.
Oh yeah.
Javonte in this game.
Don't mind.
Jaleel McLaughlin only played 2 snaps last game, and the only reason P. Ryan got the goal line touch was because Javonte was in the medical tent. He came back. I think that's pretty interesting. But I mean, how we are burying the lead. Bijan Robinson is like legit doing he's the guy. They're doing the Bijan Robinson stuff.
He's another guy that's going to get.
You got to grade it on a curve. You got to grade it on a curve because just because Patterson got all those touches, but you got to grade it on the pass rate over expectation curve. Like, this is a team that wants to run the ball 40 times a game.
Yeah, he's
good.
I cannot wait for the people that played him all the first half of the season and then saw him go off yesterday or this past week, and is going to play him this upcoming week. And if he doesn't do anything,
the verse gets people. That's another just no-no for the field. They just say, oh, it's Bijan.
That's a no-no.
Yeah, you can't do it. I'm just going to move over to, you know, Warren or Zach Moss or something.
I'm going to low IQ this one. I mean, when you watch Desmond Ridder throw his third pick 6 and the Falcons are down, you make 21-0, you were going to be like, why the hell did I roster Bijan Robinson at this spot?
I mean, Bijan was my flag plant last week. He might get there again. If I think he's going to be 8% owned here, a flag might get planted again.
He's got to be.
Last question before we move on to receiver. James Conner in
Pittsburgh. Guy. Another yeah. running back that starts with a J. Wrong. You were close.
Jalen.
Try again. No. One more.
Jameer. Jerome.
There we go. There we go. Peter got Jerome. It. Jerome? Peter went. David went to Jerome Ford before Jameer.
I didn't know he said J. So
I don't know why this is a thing, but Jerome Ford gets more steam every week than I'm ever prepared. If you just look at his like what you think people think he's going to get played, and he's like double. Is he like 15% owned last week? Like why?
Like, I would love to be with Ricky right after lineups lock. And when he's checking exposures and just laughing, and I would be laughing alongside with him, not really knowing what I'm laughing at, but still laughing alongside with
just
him.
Like, just good vibes. That's just
fun fact about Jerome Ford. Back-to-back weeks with exactly 11.9 fantasy points. The dude is at least consistent.
That's right.
That's what you All want. Right. That's what you want, DFS.
Yeah. It's literally exactly. All right.
Great advance rate player for my week 13 DraftKings lineups from Jerome Ford.
Is this upcoming week the last week for best ball lineup?
Let's stay on track. We got 16 more minutes, Kitchen.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Let's run through. All right, everyone rank your favorite punt wide receiver. A.T. Perry.
A.T. Perry.
Michael Wilson / Greg Dortch. Lynn Bowden. Jalen Guyton. Trey Palmer. That's it, really, that
I'm,
I see.
I'm going Action Time Perry.
I mean, he is actually, like, the thing is I spent the whole show talking about him last week. He played, he was going to be out there the whole game anyways, and then he still, like, Lynn Bowden.
He was still out
passes.
There the whole game. Yeah. He just wasn't getting the touches.
There's apparently, too many... Carr got mad at him for messing up on a pass in the first quarter is what happened, what people said.
Well, Carr's
How about
got
this?
Choice.
I feel like I need to do like a sacrificial offering for, you know, drafting way too much Quentin Johnston and just to the fantasy gods play Jalen Guyton this week at 3,200, just as a way to repent for all my QJ sins.
You want to hear a depressing Quentin Johnston fact while we're talking about Jalen Guyton?
There's no such thing as a fun Quentin Johnston fact. No. They're all fun.
Deron Bland has more interception return yards than Quentin Johnston has receiving yards.
I hate it.
The Bland stats are pretty good.
Right. Yeah, I made my own Thanksgiving by having a viral Deron Bland tweet.
There was a rush to get that tweet out. There was a lot of Bland versus some guy tweet.
First to market.
Yeah.
All right. You have to choose one Colts receiver. Pittman versus Downs.
It's literally the easiest choice in the universe.
Didn't they both have 13 targets last week?
No, Pittman only had 12. And Downs is, I think, better. And so as the situation becomes more egalitarian, I think their prices will flop at a certain point. Yeah.
That's a weird dynamic. I don't know. I don't really care. I don't know who's better or whatever. I don't know ball and shit. But that just saying that game perspective with Zach Moss being 80% owned, it potentially could really crater Pittman as down ownership this week. Nice little pivot play there. It's tough to say exactly what the field is going to do. They're big Pittman and Downs fans.
That's why he makes the big bucks, folks.
Yeah, it kind of just—it sounded like you said a lot without really saying anything.
I didn't take a side. I don't know. I don't know ball. So
there's good people like on both sides.
He's learning how to be a good performative tout. Like he gives you a little bit of fat to chew on, but it doesn't tell you anything that you could come back later and be like, "What a fucking moron," you know?
Because no matter what happens, if Matt Moss crushes. Ricky said you got to play him in basically every lineup. If Pittman and Downs hit, he's like, no, they're great, like, leverage off of him. And I'm like, God, Ricky's a genius no matter what fucking happens.
Yeah.
Michael Zimmerman just said Downs is the middle IQ play is what he said. He's the small brain play, which means middle IQ.
I will say if you're playing Pittman, here's what my left brain is going to say, that you need a Titans player in that lineup.
Sims are not going to agree with that. Sims are going to say that's dog shit.
I don't care
what
the Sims say.
What's any addition? I'd like to peel back that one a little bit. Any reason?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think they're going to need to throw the ball while being down. And so you're looking for one of these Titans players, really only two Titans players, to really go off.
Yeah, Nick Westbrook and Keeney.
Yeah, Keeney.
Yeah.
Let's get him in there.
How about this? We have not, other than a Debo man versus zone split, we have not talked about a single player in this Eagles-Niners game. Are we doing anything with this?
Yeah, play Jalen Hurts because he's the best player in fantasy football and people will be afraid. There's never been a line more disrespectful than the 49ers being favored in Philadelphia. Like, that's my gold star lock of the week, is betting on the Eagles as home fucking dogs to Brock Purdy.
AJ Brown is 8,800.
Yeah, play him. Hurts, Devonta, Debo, they're all good plays. And unlike last week where that game got steamed, people are gonna psyop themselves the other way, where they're gonna be like, oh, no one from that game is a good play.
I feel like
Eagles feel like a trap play. I mean, they literally have given up the most points to wide receivers of any team in the league, more than the Commanders. Like, their secondary is trash.
Yeah, San Fran's gonna get a lot of steam here, I think, just because of the gross nature of the passing options this late.
Could you just go naked Hurts though?
Tush push equity.
Yeah,
just push that naked Hurts right into your roster.
The Sims are going to give you DeAndre Swift. I bet they did to me last week. I mean, I guess it'll depend on what the projected ownership for Hurts is.
Ricky gave you quite the little look. Not my Sims, buddy.
Well,
Davis thinking of the Sims think the same thing every week. Just not price
negotiation. It'll depend on what Hurts and his projected ownership is. If he's 8%, it'll give you no Swift. If he's 15%, you'll get a lot of Swift.
Let's see here. So it should come in at pretty low ownership. People are off him now, right? Like, people are just done with this tush push bullshit.
People were pretty tilted with Swift last week.
Yeah.
All right. Ricky, are you looking for any tips for your sim? Because Davis apparently has some.
Davis is the world's first sim consultant. Yeah. He will tell you how to fix your sim.
It'd be nice to build in a little that Twitter vibes thing.
Yeah
vibes, yeah. The vibe based tool.
Didn't that site what were they called? Was it like Fanshare or whatever, that used to try to get like the sentiment index going, like curating podcast mentions and all of that?
They were pretty bad. They gave it a nice little try, but they failed.
You mentioned Eckler. Any love for Keenan this week?
Can't be too bad. Guy catches a million balls a game.
Just crushes every week.
Every week,
yeah. That versus New England matchup is one people just, for whatever reason, just don't like. It's Bill. A slog. It's slow. Bill Belichick takes away. There you go. It's another reason to play
Eckler. Players.
Middle IQ. That's the number one middle IQ.
That is the classic. Yeah. I love that one.
Bill Belichick about to get fired, but man, he'll keep Keenan Allen on lock.
As long as he holds his number one player, he could just point to that.
McLaurin, currently the highest points per dollar guy, value guy in projections. Any problem? F1.
I mean, sure. My problem is he hasn't scored over 10 DraftKings points in a month, would be kind of my issue.
This is Christian Kirk. Where you don't play him, you don't play him, you don't play him. 43% owned, 50 ball. It's written in the stars, buddy.
You guys want the grossest? I'm just looking at my Sims. The grossest play that it loves is these double receivers from the Rams versus Cleveland. Like, they could legitimately be 1% or lower. And I'm not saying they're playable or recommending them, but if you want like a guaranteed like Sklansky Bucks play, you just stack those.
Puka, I feel like, leads the league in Sklanskys, actually.
Yeah. But out of curiosity, Ricky, what do your Sims have for Kyren ownership right now that's impacting that?
Not too much, like, because the Cleveland thing, like, it's keeping them under 10%.
Okay. So it still likes the receivers that much?
Yeah, that's just more like, just because the combined stack of those three guys is like literally 0.5%. And, you know, you could just mass chalk with those guys too.
If Myles Garrett is out, let's just go all in.
There you go. Defense is
day to day. It's day to day.
Defensive players matter.
It's right.
Ricky.
But with Flacco, like, the Rams could have like starting field position at the 40 every drive. What are you expecting?
I don't know. Is Flacco better, like worse than like DTF or whatever that guy's name is?
No, he's better. He's better. He's better at throwing the ball than Mr. Define the Relationship is.
Define the relationship. Yeah.
The relationship has been defined.
I was working a really problematic joke in my head that I would never put on Twitter, but I can try to float here, which is that the Browns did something with their quarterback situation that Deshaun Watson never did with his masseuse, which was DTR.
It's pretty good. You got there. It needs.
I got
like
a workshop.
Three more sprinkles of paprika, but like it's definitely you're definitely like you're not wrong. Like there's a way.
Yeah, it's just there's been a lot of low hanging fruit jokes with Deshaun Watson. I'm trying to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, God, I have a legitimate question. Hard pivot from a bad joke to Ricky, those situations where you have the uber chalk, the Zach Moss stuff, like sometimes I know I've said this and I don't know if it's true, but this idea of like you use the stack around it to also help it be unique. So maybe you do like the Minshew and the Downs and Zach Moss, or you mentioned the one with Kyren in the pass catchers for the Rams. How do you think about like getting unique around a mega chalk from a correlation standpoint?
Well, obviously anything that's off Zach Moss correlation is going to be in that game. So like, you know, and he's so cheap. The correlation is just like not nearly as strong. Like Zach Moss needs to get like 13 to like break the slate. So it's like, oh, well, you know, like that doesn't really imply too much in terms of the correlation of the other players. So like, you know, or like, you know, so it's the correlation game is going to be tough to play in that game. I think. I guess you could go like D-Hember and try to like just could ball control him out of the game. That's like something.
Mm.
Kitchen perked up there. Are we going to be officially in December by that week? Is that
Yes.
Oh, there we go, bro. We got it. Lock them in.
Third. And it will be, I think the weather is mid 50s. I did check the weather here in Nashville. It's going to be like mid 50s. So not too bad.
Sets up perfectly.
DeMario Douglas, looking at guys like if he's out,
he's
like
play.
Who did the. Yeah.
Oh, like, don't tempt middle IQ Peter to come out. No, Juju. Middle IQ. No, wrong. What? There's a new.
Bourne's out.
Tyquan Thornton. Peter will be rushing if the Sims give Tyquan Thornton as a positive value play. Peter's ready to lose it.
Honestly,
all on
like one of the greatest missteps I've made in my fantasy career is somehow having my brand associated with Tyquan Thornton. I don't know how this happened. Someone tagged me in the Discord, like, here's Peter's gold star lock of the week. This I'm like, how the fuck did this happen?
Because Sean kept making you take him in like the ninth round in Best Ball Mania. He'd be like, we can't risk him not being there in the 10th. We got to take him now.
All right.
Definitely some good plays on that. Great offense there.
Totally.
Ricky, what's your name on FanDuel?
It's Curtis Painter.
Curtis Painter?
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah. So we're going to do
That's
a FanDuel
so
lineup.
That's so funny. People, like the kids listening to this, they don't even remember who Curtis Painter is.
Yeah.
A man who looks like Gardner Minshew with a handle named Curtis Painter. The Ricky D story.
The vibes. The vibes.
All right. So,
do
since
Sims
you do
even
play...
work on FanDuel, Ricky, or is it just?
I've been wondering that. I don't know. I don't think they do. I don't think a lot of sites have built that in because like no one can like properly sim the field because no one knows how to like use that.
Ricky just has an abacus for his FanDuel lineup.
And in the secret chat, Davis was once again reprimanded for like imagine not playing. Someone says imagine not playing on FanDuel. And Davis comes back immediately with, I don't know, my 40% ROI seems pretty good on DK.
I just ship it. The people play awful against me every week. Why would I need to log into a new site when people play bad?
It's yeah, and then you laundry the money back through the tournament ecosystem.
That's God intended. It. That's how it's supposed to work.
Ricky?
No one wins.
No one wins.
No one wins GPPs. It's too hard.
The people, I'll try are, to, the people I, are, I was, are enjoying Ricky on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to try to dumb it down a little bit here. Let's get some like, you know,
no,
some,
no,
it's, man it's, of the street no, takes here.
No, this is good. This is good stuff. Like, it's nice having a fellow person to, you know, kind of raise the level of the show up. So you start us with this lineup.
Steph FanDuel. I haven't looked at FanDuel, so
we literally never look at it. We just say names we know and hope this out.
Yeah, just say Zach Moss so you can take credit for it on Sunday.
Give me a let me just take a look at the FanDuel salaries.
Okay. Please.
All right. I'll make our pick. I'm taking Jalen Hurts. You can play the best plays on FanDuel. That's what I've heard.
That's true. I hear you play guys that get a lot of touchdowns on FanDuel.
Touchdowns are good on FanDuel.
Yeah, touchdowns are good.
Okay, Peter.
All right, if we're playing this game getting nutty, I need a pass catcher on San Francisco. Give me Brandon Ayuk coming back.
No, dude, they play man. You can't do it.
Can't be done, man. Cannot be done.
He's 8K, Peter. Jeez.
Incapable. Yeah,
pay up to be contrarian, Dave. Maybe read a book.
It's so good.
All right.
Dave, you got to save us some money, dude.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking right now. If Dallas is Dallas Goedert, it's my Davis now. Is Dallas Goedert going to play this week?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Although there's another narrative brewing there. If Dallas Goedert plays, you got to just remove Devonta Smith from your entire player pool. Guy clearly just goes back to being a complete zero. Mm-hmm. It's another one.
Yeah. That's all right. Obvious. I'm going to go with a guy who is just probably priced too low. 5,600 running back spot. Going to get a lot of the touches there. Zach Moss against the Titans.
Oh, man.
Where do you get your ideas?
Where do you get your ideas, Dave?
Okay. Next.
All right. Ricky's got to make Ricky. A pick.
I got this one. This is back into the hashtag, you know, good play, good, smart, just good old plays from the old Sims. Got to go Javonte Williams here. You know, just a spot where the field's just not going to be super interested in. Doesn't have a great game log. You know, good price.
I think it's going to be Ricky chalkier just, than you
Ricky
think.
Ricky just sorted by points per dollar. And
did I? I just looked at this as my own.
Yeah, I think it's going to be chalkier.
It's all in my head. Guys. I got every, these things built in.
Every optimal is going to have Javonte.
I just thought the field didn't really like him, but FanDuel does tend to get a little out of control.
At least we get to see behind the curtain. Like, you know, in your mind, it's like, why would they play Javonte?
Yeah, he's kind of gross.
All right, I got, we can either, I'll give you guys a choose your own adventure.
You can either play
Lynn Bowden as the Rashid Shaheed replacement for the New Orleans Saints, or you could play Jalen Waddle because he's great leverage off of Tyreek Hill at 7,800. You guys could choose your own adventure between those two.
Well, you force us to Jalen Waddle.
I'd rather play
primo leverage off Tyreek Hill.
I was going to say, we should talk about the Cooper Kupp price tag. When I was reviewing the FanDuel slate about 30 seconds ago, I noticed he's only 7,100.
Oh, let's just play him.
He's $100 cheaper than Puka.
I'm changing my mind. We're playing him. We're playing Cooper Kupp. I'm changing my mind.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than Puka. You'd love to see it.
All right. We're not going to go full tush push here, right? We're going to stack up Hurts. Just throw AJB in.
No, I think we should do. I think we should go full tush push at $9,000 on FanDuel. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Three tush pushies coming up.
Yeah. And one passing touchdown to Julio Jones.
Yeah. 70%.
Julio Jones had an 87% route participation last week, by the way. Just if anyone wants to fact check that, it's true. In the year of our Lord, 2023.
Yeah, they're like designing screens for him, like in crunch time. It's like, okay.
All right.
When we talked about defenses don't matter, Ricky, are you on the side of like team defenses that they really just accommodate who you're looking at from a skill player's perspective? So you So are you more adept to play more expensive defenses than just the cheapies?
Oh, I don't know. It's whatever the Sims tell me to do on that. I'll just get the ownership, but it's just tough to fade some of these super chalk ones, but
Like I'm seeing right now, like Tampa Bay, our projections have him like have them way above anybody else, and they're 4,800. And yeah. I could go 3,200 and play literally Carolina against Tampa Bay for 1,600.
You're obsessed spot. With Carolina defense.
You got the Carolina. Why don't you guys get
it? No, I'm just. It's really the cheap defense. It's not just the name the Panthers.
I mean, I wish you guys. I wish you guys would get serious about how much they're ready to play for David Tepper. Like, I just, I don't know why you guys won't see this obvious play right in front of you.
Seriously.
They're gonna put a photo up in the locker room of CJ Stroud and say we could have had this guy go win one for Dave.
All right, let's put in. We got Coop. Let's Kitchen, put in
the Sims. The Sims don't mind a defense against an Oppo wide receiver.
Yeah, let's play the Rams defense.
Yeah, I was gonna play the Rams defense. It was with Cooper, 3,700. Yeah,
it's fine.
First, all right.
Let's if we're gonna do this, should we just toss in Kyren here? We haven't gotten a Kyren share, and we already said we liked him.
Yes, Kyren.
8,500. Nice.
He's
price.
So expensive.
No, that's Jeez. So. This is why Sims don't work on FanDuel. They just look at that and they're like, "What is going on? Why would Kyren Williams be 8,500?"
In Davis's mind, the Sim is just like an actual hard computer that's like short circuiting and there's sparks flying everywhere.
Correct. Correct, Peter. That is correct. All right, we got to play action. We got to play Action Man Perry. There's no other playable wide receiver down there.
Let's do a defense first, so that we can figure out.
We have
you
the
rest. We got Rams. You got Rams. Action Man.
No, sorry.
Perry. Action Time Perry.
Action time Perry. Yeah.
I wish
all, touch, all touches Perry.
All no, touches Perry.
His middle name, if it started with an H, it's last week we already saw the all-time highs
high.
For Mr. Perry.
We could do Cade Otton if he wasn't against that vaulted Panthers defense that's so riled up to play for Mr. Tepper. We could do Pitts.
You could fit Goddard in there if he plays.
Pitts ran like a season low in routes last week. We can't do the Pitts.
That's not that. So that is not even directionally accurate. He actually ran the second most passing routes on the team. It's just they only had 18 dropbacks and 3 of them were interceptions.
Yeah, they had a pick six.
No, so, I said it was the lowest amount of routes that he has run all season.
Yeah, but that is middle IQ directionally.
11% of the targets accurate. Were not, trust me, I've already gone down enough with the pitch ship. Let's save the listeners with one good
line.
Dude,
the best ball profits on Kyle Pitts next year are going to be unreal when he is a 13th round pick and I still get to take him. It's going to be incredible.
My Sims say just put Pat Freiermuth or David Njoku in here.
Freiermuth is fine.
It's too bad. I'm just looking at Taysom Hill. He's like a little bit more expensive, but this could be the old classic, the field favorite spot to just get a little 30 ball from Mr. Hill.
Yeah. And then we have exactly enough salary for all touches Perry if we play Pat Freiermuth. It's beautiful.
It's perfect.
Yeah, this is a beautiful team.
The Muth could get quite a bit of steam here, though, versus Arizona.
Yeah.
Another good old Arizona pass funnel to the tight end spot.
Dudes, I hate to say it, this lineup looks like a total shipper to me.
A total shipper.
Shipping Sklansky, though.
Look at all right. Sosa really making a meal of this gift share right here.
Yeah, all right, Sosa, let me see it.
It's too good.
All right. Tight end seems gross this week, so I don't know what you guys are doing. You mentioned Njoku. Like, yeah, he did get a lot of
Freiermuth, Freiermuth or McBride.
Just play McBride every week. Yeah. Just play him. Lock him. That's what we do these days.
Yep.
Yeah. Although, what's Ertz's situation?
Dude, if Ertz comes back and ruins this McBride
it's
going to
be so fucking pure.
No. They are. I Googled it last week because I saw someone pick him up in a main event that I'm in. And I was like, is Ertz coming back? And it was like no timetable for return. So I don't know what was going on there. But
Davis reviewing the bids. Head to the Google machine. What is this guy up to?
What about a guy who just loves the end zone recently? Tyler Higbee.
Ew. No, you already missed it. You missed his two touchdown game. It's like a solar eclipse. It only happens once a year, dude.
You're probably right.
Kitchen, how are you not going to tout your guy Chigi Okonkwo coming off a 5-target game, bud?
He ran less routes than Josh Whyle did.
Yeah, Whyle is like,
it's because the total play volume was down, bro. It's a noisy stat.
If you have watched this game, this team, Chig is frustrating. Like, he's just not the alpha guy that we need.
If you just watch the games, you'll understand that Chig Okonkwo is at best a tertiary option in the Titans' run heavy offense under Will Levis.
Chig hasn't had. Last week was his highest scoring DraftKings game of the entire year at 8.5 points.
Yeah.
That's like, one of the grossest game logs I've ever seen.
He's got more letters in his name than catches this year,
like,
I think.
He's a poor man's Tommy Tremble. Like, he's not even.
David, like, tell me you played Tommy Tremble last week on DraftKings with Hayden Hurst out.
No. But I have played him this season. I have played him this season in a showdown contest. So. And he's on my best ball dino squad. So there you
naturally.
Go.
Naturally.
This game looks actually better than Chig's.
All right. I actually like legit have a hard out. I forgot I have to do another show after this.
All right. Well, final thoughts, final takes. Want to just give everyone the opportunity to maybe you're watching this show and you're like, man, for the first time, and like, wow, this is a lot of good info. Well, hit that subscribe button. And
road to 10K.
Let's get you in the fold now. 10K.
That road is infinite.
Long. It's a long and winding road, brother.
Long and winding one. I like it.
Yeah, it's really just there's the avalanche effect, and it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it will happen. So, major windfall coming through. Ricky, thanks so much for joining us. You want to plug anything? You got your own site coming out, projection source, Discord.
Just, everyone's just listening. Just find something better to do with your time. This gambling life, it's not really that great.
That's Ricky's new thing is just outing not gambling. Just like, dude, just don't gamble. Do anything. Just like,
smell the roses.
Yeah, smell the roses. We got a life to live here, guys. Come on.
All right. Davis, final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Kyler Murray, Greg Dortch, enjoy your wealth. I'll see y'all next week. Oh, the invites on DraftKings have slowed. I don't know what's up with that. Davis Maddox.
Maybe because you're the late swap king.
On DraftKings. I'll play anyone. If I think you're bad, I'll play you up to 535. If I don't know you at all, I'll play you up to 215.
Whoa.
Quite the caveat to all play anyone right there.
There's some limits there. All right, Pete, final thoughts?
Yeah, no, I just appreciate Ricky coming by. We actually huddled before inviting Ricky, and we made an offer to actually pay him to come on the show, and he just wrote back with a DFS effective altruism, and so for that, we thank you, Ricky.
I'm here for the people. Let's go. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for everyone tuning in. Thanks for Sosa for being with us. I would like to just give a shout out to the people. Last week, we promoted the Props and Pick'em Black Friday special, and it just crushed. And I really feel like that was from the response from the Swolecast listeners, knowing that they had to pick us up, that we weren't just some dead weight on the company dime, that we were actually an asset. So props. Yeah, props to the Swoleys. Props to the Swoleys.
Swoley Nation.
Swoley Nation. It's
so good, it's bad. I would wear a Swoley shirt.
Yeah.
All right.
I would not wear a Swoley shirt.
Davis, you would wear it. Once you saw Peter wearing it, you would wear it. All right. That will be
Dan's
it.
Dan's gonna make us start calling him El Prez.
We'll see y'all next week here on the Swolecast and RotoGrinders.com. Peace.